And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We are going right now to one of my favorite times. Every single week we do this thing, the Grand Council, we call it. And I bring in two of my brethren who've been doing radio longer than I have, and they got some opinions. And we go back and forth, ask each other questions, and I will go ahead and take the role from WVNN 92.5 FM 770 AM up in Huntsville, Cumulus Broadcasting. Is there a Dale Jackson on the line? Unmute yourself, Dale.
I always.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You had yourself muted again, and you know you did. All right. He's here. So Jeff is now quickly undoing his mute button. So that being said, FM Talk 106.5 and the executive editor for 1819 News, Jeff Poor, are you with us?
I am present.
And unmuted, by the way.
Yes.
Indeed.
I know how to use a mute button.
You do it. All right, fellas, I pronounce a quorum for the Grand Council, so Boomer, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! Ta-da! All right. Here we go. All right. You know the deal, fellas. We ask each other questions. We don't know the questions in advance. We go back and forth, see whether we agree or not. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But we love each other nonetheless when it's over. Dale was first last time, so I'm heading to Jeff Poor first this time.
Last night, more elections. There was one special election, Republican versus Democrat in New York, New York 19. It went for the Democrat. Some Democrats are starting to say the wind is out of the sails of the red wave. What say you?
Ooh, Dale, you want to go first?
I think there is something to it, at least as of right now. I think there is something to the idea that maybe, just maybe, the wind is out of the sails. But we always see this. The media will chop away, and they're doing that to Herschel Walker, and they're doing it to Oz, and they're doing all these things. I just can't imagine if a Republican candidate was rambling around who had just had a stroke that the media would be like, isn't it adorable? Isn't it nice? God, he's so memeable. Isn't it great? I just don't think that's what would be happening.
The guy looks like a homeless person thug, and he's struggling because he had this stroke, and he's still leading right now in the polls, allegedly. So, yeah, here's my deal. I was just preparing for my next segment. I got a story here from the BBC. That literally talks about the fact that McConnell and others in like McCarthy, they have chosen not to present a platform. They say they're not going to present a platform right now, which basically is giving nothing for people to rally around. It's like the conservative contract with America back in the day. Everybody got fired up and ran to the plan. In this case, there is no plan. And so right now it's like, we're not Biden. And that can only go so far. I think they need to come out with a platform. But I agree, there's a little bit of a deflation. I think we're still going to be doing good, but we could be doing gooder. Jeff, your own question. What do you think?
One thing about the New York 19 race, I would caution people on the close primaries, guys. When you close primaries and then you have a special election on primary day, probably not a lot of independents showing up for that election. So just keep that in mind. But no, it's undeniable. The polls are not going the way Republicans need them to. Now, polls, schmolls, I know all of that, but I'm looking at trends here, maybe not so much numbers. And the trend seems to me to be heading the wrong direction. Are they oversampling some places? Maybe, but it's not a good trend necessarily.
All right. Wow. That was, okay. I'm not sure whether to be depressed or not, but, let's do this. I'll take the next question. So here's the thing. I was talking to some freshmen, soon-to-be freshman legislators. They're going to wind up winning their statewide elections here, or state elections here in Alabama. This is going to be one of those years, again, the quadrennium for the legislature is going to start, and it's going to have about a third of the legislature is going to be freshmen. And every time in recent history that has happened, there has been a bum rush to a special session for a thing. Like when I got elected in 2010, huge influx of freshmen. What do? 2 weeks later, we're in session for ethics reform, which I don't regret because I was good with that one. But the next time that happened, 2018, a third of the legislature was freshmen. What did they do? Gas tax special session. So if you had to predict with a third of the legislature almost being freshmen this coming time, what should we watch out for that might get bum rushed through? What do you think, Dale?
I mean, the same thing we always have to worry about, right? Lottery, some form of gambling, something like that. I don't think it's all too likely. And then Jeff's favorite thing that he loves talking about, I think he's secretly pining away for it, Medicaid expansion.
Ah.
Those are the two things that I would think about.
Jeff Rowe, do you agree?
No, I agree absolutely. I think Medicaid expansion is real. I don't know if it's got legs the entire legislature, but keep this in mind, guys. The governor could do this without consent of the legislature, expand it. Can she fund it? No, but she can expand Medicaid. Whether and then it forces the legislature to either say, no, we're not going to fund, and they get demagogued, or they just have to suck it up and go along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really think, too, you're going to see that casino bill come back. If I had to guess if there was something that might get bum-rushed, it may be a casino bill, especially with the projection that right now Nathaniel Ledbetter is looking at being the next Speaker of the House. The odds are right now that he's going to be the guy in the Speaker seat, and he's been very pro-casino bill, wants one in his northeastern section of the state. So I'm watching to see whether the freshmen get bum rushed into voting for something. They don't even know where the bathrooms are in the state house, but all of a sudden there's a special session for gambling.
Hey, can I add one thing just real quick? On gambling, here's something y'all need to watch too. That tax bill that's on a green track, it gives Republicans leverage over some of these Democrat members to get to that 3/5 constitutional amendment, because we have all this tax debt. The legislature could forgive that, and they say, well, we will forgive it if you go along with what we want. And suddenly the Democrats are not the factor that they once were.
Oh, when you tell Bobby Singleton down in Greene County that he can, Senator Singleton, that he can get some debt forgiveness for Green Track, he's going to definitely be lining some people up behind him to get that done. That's an interesting thought. Dale Jackson, your question, bud.
All right, I'll stay in the state of Alabama. Governor Ivey, very feisty, saying that, hey, those in the media talking about her health, they're trying to will her into sickness. Everything's fine. What are you talking about? There's never been a thing. My pa said a June bug done never got sick. She never explains what's actually wrong with her. She still doesn't. This only raises more questions. It's never going to stop if they don't say what the deal was, why she was out of sorts for like a month.
Jeff, you want to take it first?
Yeah, I will. I think it's very, very, very mishandled. But she's back now. Does it really matter if she was out for a few days? Look, we've been hearing Kay Ivey's been at death's doorstep for 20 years, guys. How many times does she have to come back from the dead to prove us wrong?
Hey, she only has to not come back once, right?
Oh, that's awful.
It's starting to become the boy who cried wolf. And I said this before. Kyle Whitmire is tweeting the same stuff he tweeted in 2018.
There's that. But that's because Kyle Whitmire hadn't done anything original in quite a while on any topic. But I will say this. I do not believe her health is good. I do not believe she is strong and fit. I think she struggles through things that she didn't have to struggle with just, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And so I believe that there are issues in her health life that are a struggle that make her doing her job more difficult. Do I believe she's on death's door? No. But I'm not going to be a bit surprised, just me throwing it out there, I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that halfway through her term, for health reasons, she needs to go ahead and resign and Will Ainsworth can walk across the street and be the incumbent. I'm just laying it out there. It's a thought. First round down. Well, I tell you what, Dale. What do you think? What's your thought on it? Your own question.
I hate the idea that, you know, even asking the question is bad. I don't like the way Whitmire did it because, you know, he's a prick. But the idea is still not bad to ask the question. Well, where's the governor? Why wasn't she at the big Republican event? That stuff's completely fair. It's completely fair, and their handling of it is bad. Now there's all these rumors. You know, this morning Prince William put up on the podcast Dale discusses Kay Ivey's secret colon surgery operation. I'm like, wait, hold on. That's not what happened. I wasn't saying that, but the administration was like, hey, she doesn't have colon cancer. I'm like, well, obviously the idea is she used to have it. Now she's clear. That's what people were saying. And it's strange. Even the way they word that is she does not have colon cancer. It's like, yeah, I know. That's what people are saying. But their framing makes the conversation worse, in my opinion.
So we're going to find a headline tomorrow that says the governor's press secretary discusses Dale Jackson's vasectomy. We're going to find that's going to be something.
I discuss my vasectomy. Happiest moment of my life.
Oh, my gosh. All right, fellas, round one. We went through three questions, and I don't think the FCC is going to find us. So let's go ahead and take a break, Boomer. We'll do that right now. We are with the Grand Council, two guys who know the stuff, man. FM Talk 106.5 down in the nether regions of our coastal areas. That's Jeff Poore, who's also the executive editor at 1819 News. Dale Jackson, morning show and program director guy at Huntsville's Cumulus Broadcasting, 92.5 FM. And me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, spanning south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, just thrown in for good measure, making it look cool to be a conservative. All right, listen, we are back with the Grand Council. I'm going to go ahead and just throw out the quick reminder for Dale to unmute his microphone. That would be very helpful. Dale Jackson from he just did, from Cumulus Broadcasting in Huntsville. We got FM Talk 106.5's Jeff Poore, who's also with 1819 News, and me, the Grand Council. So I think we're back to Jeffro. I think you're next.
Let's go to student loan forgiveness.
Let's do it.
This plan, guys, it makes us wish, I guess, we had left $10,000 on the table on our student loans, those of us that had it. But this is my perception of what's going on here. I think it's wildly unconstitutional. I think there's a good chance a court or something keeps this from happening. But it's kind of a masterfully played thing, because then Democrats can demagogue Republicans for not for wanting you to be poor and destitute. What do you think of this as a political tool by Democrats?
Well, I mean, it's exactly what it is a political tool. I mean, they're into redistribution of wealth, which this is. They don't care about the Constitution, which this violates. And, you know, Biden, when he did the vaccine mandates, he said, oh, I'm acting against the interests of my legal advisors, but I feel like I have to do this. Well, that's what he's doing again, I guarantee you. But this absolutely makes no sense. The interesting thing is there is some bipartisan pushback on this, because there's also liberals who just finished paying off their student loans and they didn't get any benefit. And then there are folks whose kids are going to school 6 weeks from now when the freshman, you know, year opens up, and they're not going to get forgiveness on the new loans they have to sign up for. So I think this thing's going to get enjoined in court. I think it's a debacle, and I don't think it's going to wind up being a big sell for Democrats at the polling sites in November. Dale?
Well, I think that it will be something that will be, as Jeff said, demagogued, and it's all political. You know, where's the authority? I'm not a lawyer. One of us is. Maybe you can answer that question. Does he even have the authority to do that? That question's there. And then he basically dares the Republicans to come in and say, you can't do this, and sue him. So then, like, those damn Republicans taking away $10,000 from you. Are you going to let them do this? Better not. Better vote for Democrats.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, he does not have the authority. There's been nothing in statutes ever put in place by Congress to allow him the authority to do this. Your own question, though, Jeff, what do you think?
No, I think this is a play later on down the road. By the time the court's defeated and send him back packing, all they got to do, all Democrats got to do, is those rascally Republicans again, and you could have had $10,000 in relief. But it's like they give you something. The Democrats give you something, and the Republicans are the ones taking it away. It's important. It's an imperative that Republicans are out front explaining why this is a bad idea.
Yeah, messaging. And by the way, we're not always known for great messaging. Messaging. You're right. You got to make the point. You got to get your point across, and you got to make your point twice to make it hit. All right. Who's next? Am I next? I think I'm next. So yesterday, very interesting. So it was municipal election day across the state of Alabama. We had mayors, we had town and city councils, we had school boards in the school systems, the city school systems. Well, they did in Florida also. And what I found very interesting was apparently DeSantis, who has a thing he calls his freedom agenda, he went out and endorsed school board members personally and rallied for them at the local level, and they flipped some major school boards. They flipped them. And I don't recall ever seeing a governor in the state of Alabama go out and campaign for school board members at the local level. And I'm wondering, do we see a new trend coming where governors get involved at local politics? Dale, you first.
It's called leadership, baby.
There you go.
We sure would like to have some of that. No, you don't see that because people want to stay out of it because they're nonpartisan races. I think that story is much bigger than people are giving it credit for. In Alabama, you saw some left-leaning folks win or get into runoffs in Huntsville. You saw in Mountain Brook them hold off some insurgent types, as some are calling them. So not good day for school board elections in Alabama. But, like I said, I think it's bigger than people are saying because DeSantis was able to move people down the ballot.
Yeah.
And I think that that really bodes well for him and Republicans in the state of Florida, as we're hearing this. Oh, they're in big trouble. I just don't think they are. It's called leadership. I hope we do see more of it. I think this whole, oh, it's nonpartisan race. You know, I was going to discuss this with Jeff Poor today earlier on my show, but he no-showed me. So, yeah, I think it's
He was on the phone with me at the time. Go ahead, Jeff, your turn.
No, I don't know. How would we feel about Kay Ivey getting involved in local elections?
I'd be all about it.
I don't mind, but go ahead and finish, Jeff.
Well, my problem with Kay Ivey is that my instinct tells me she'd be on the wrong side. She would be for the wrong side. So I might be a little reluctant to think that is a good idea. But sure, she's going to be on the right side of things and have at it. But I think just from a that's my first instinct is like, maybe not. Why don't you stay there at the lake house there over at Lake Martin?
Well, you know, and to your point, yes, I'm not sure who she would campaign for. She might sure enough go for the establishment type, do-nothing school board members. But I on my notes, I wrote the same thing that Dale just said, leadership. That's what that was. He has an agenda. He knows where he wants his state to go. He knows he's not the only person in his state who can affect change and work policy. And that sometimes way down at the local level, school boards actually make decisions that can get all that wokeness he's been fighting in place. Maybe he can endorse some folks who can fight it. So I see that as a major leadership issue, and it coincides with the fact that he actually has a platform and he's working the platform. I wrote a piece the other day. I called it Plan the Fight and Then Go Fight the Plan, and that's what he's doing. All right, Dale Jackson, your question.
Oh, you stole mine. So I will go ahead and I will ask this. The World Games turned out to be a big debacle. They only expected to lose $9 million. They've ended up losing $15 million. And they're only paying off $5 million. That'd be the city of Birmingham that voted to have this thing. Will they turn to the Alabama legislature and say, gimme, 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 gimme?
Of course they will.
And will the legislature play ball?
They better not. But yes, I guarantee you the Jefferson County delegation is already floating a local bill trying to get some money out of something, or meeting with the budget chairman is trying to get some money out of something. And so, the Jeffco and Birmingham delegations are already in play, and the rest of the legislature better look at them like so often there's been these issues where, like, you know, the coastal delegation would be upset about coastal insurance, but the northern side of the state were like, we can't pay for that. Well, this needs to hold true in this particular case here. Birmingham City went all in. It's a debacle. It didn't pan out the way they said it would. They're hugely in debt. They do not need to be rescued. They need to find out their own bond plan or something to pay it back. Jeff?
I'm obsessed with this. The way people talk to us about how great this was going to be, how it was going to be a game changer for Birmingham, how it was going to raise Birmingham up to the level of an international city like London, Paris, Tokyo, etc. And the state, the county, the cities, they all had to dump money into this boondoggle. I knew it was never going to live up to billing, but it's an insult right now to try to peddle this as if this were a success and that we need to do more to help these poor people out in Birmingham, because this is not what Birmingham needed. There are a million other things they could have done other than host the World Games.
Someone should put together a list.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe Richard Dixon could come up with his own.
All right, fellas, my music is playing. That means I'm down to it. Appreciate you both. Thanks for what you do. Dale Jackson up in WVNN in Huntsville. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, along with 1819 News. You guys have a great day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.